With today's newsflash brought to you by Adorama, I'm John Schmelk. Well, the Giants are back at the Timex Performance Center today, a little bleary-eyed after the Sunday night game against Philadelphia down at the Link in Philadelphia, and they looked over the tape of that very disappointing loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. First, the good news. Kenny Phillips, well, it's relatively good news. Kenny Phillips has an MCL. It's going to be a week-to-week scenario. So worst-case scenario, obviously, was IR for the year. That's not the case. He has an MCL. It'll be a week-to-week deal. We'll see what happens with Kenny Phillips. Obviously, a combination of Stevie Brown and Will Hill and Tyler Stash, who's coming back for that suspension, will take his place in the secondary. As for the game, the Giants looked over the tape, and they saw what went wrong. Linebacker Chase Blackburn knows there's a lot of corrections that have to be made.
Standing in our gaps when we have eight-man fronts or when we have seven-man fronts, reading the plays and falling back to the right gaps and, just making plays. When the time is right, we were able to help hold him out of the end zone, make him kick a lot of field goals, which kept us in the football game. But at points, it was too easy for them to drive down the field. And obviously, when they get the run game going, the play-action pass off of it is effective, and that's what we need to stop.
Of course, it was really a game of two different halves. The first half's dominated by the defense. The second half's dominated by the offense. The Giants will want to be more consistent when they take on the Browns at MetLife Stadium on Sunday afternoon, trying to head to 3-2 and get back above 500. With today's newsflash, I'm John Schmelk, brought to you by Adorama. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.